This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of heads of cattle in Kansas have died as the heat wave continues to scorch the United States. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said at least 2,000 heads of cattle have died since Tuesday because of the heat. A.J. Tarpoff, veterinarian at Kansas State University, said the temperature spiked, the humidity spiked, and the wind speed dropped. End quote. A doctor who pushed the anti-vaccine movement was sentenced to 2 months in prison on Thursday by the January 6th Commission and the Department of Justice. Simone Gold will also endure 1 year of supervised release after the jail term and has been ordered to pay $10,000 in fines and restitution. China launched its third aircraft carrier on Friday. The Fujian is named after the province across the water from Taiwan. President Xi has made overhauling the world's largest armed forces a central part of his agenda. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
On top of his 4 titles, Stephen Curry has 2 regular season MVPs, 2 scoring titles, and a finals MVP. Will Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Michael Jordan are the only other players in NBA history to match or exceed all 3 benchmarks. The Golden State Warriors are world champs after defeating the Boston Celtics in Game 6 last night, 103-90. There's only one House seat for the great state of Alaska, and the race for the vacant seat is heating up.
Republican former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, Republican Nick Begich, and Independent Al Gross have advanced to the August special election for the state's only U.S. House seat. All 3 were among 48 candidates in last Saturday's special primary for the seat, which was left vacant following the death in March of Republican Representative Don Young, who had held the seat for 49 years. The top 4 vote-getters in the special primary advance to a special election August 16th. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The mostly partisan January 6th panel is blocking the Department of Justice on 1,000 witness transcripts. Quote, the Select Committee's failure to grant the department's access to these transcripts complicates the department's ability to investigate and prosecute those who engaged in criminal conduct, end quote. That's from National Security Advisor head Matthew Olson and U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves. Committee Chairman Bernie Thompson, the Democrat from Mississippi, rejected that request a month ago, saying, no, we are not giving that to anybody, end quote. Thompson said that back in May. As President Biden continues to tout how well the American economy is doing, the average American that actually buys the gasoline and groceries for the household is probably singing a different tune. As inflation is at record numbers, Kevin Hassett, President Trump's senior economic advisor and Hoover Institute fellow, was on Fox News overnight.
We're basically in an inflationary spiral because of the spending binge that Biden gave us. And they're also attacking U.S. companies and U.S. capital. Like the letter to the oil companies is just a tiny little bit tip of the iceberg of what their regulators and tax hike threats have been doing to supply. So they're attacking supply and they're feeding demand, and that gives us inflation. And so it was obvious that that was going to happen. Biden came out and said it's bizarre, the theory that their spending had any effect on inflation. But the San Francisco Fed, where Janet Yellen used to be president, has put out a study saying that almost all the inflation is attributable to Biden's plans.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
You know, it's no wonder the Democrats are doing everything they can to augment and make as loud as possible the insanity of these J6 committee hearings. But thank God the American people are seeing it for what it is, that it is nothing more than, you know, an impeachment trial one more time with the same kind of narrative, the same kind of stuff, to make a bunch of hoopla over nothing. I mean, it's kind of amazing. And keep in mind this past week that we talked with Jeff Shepard, his just excellent book on the Nixon conspiracy. And, you know, he shared with us, so much of what is going on today really takes you back, you know, to what happened with Watergate and Richard Nixon and this cabal that was set up by the Democrats to purposely target a president of the United States. And they effectively, you know, got him out. They checkmated him. And here's what they're trying to do all over again, one more time, but do it with Donald Trump. They're so afraid of Donald Trump and this idea of an American first philosophy. I mean, look what was going on. I mean, just not that long ago. And in less than 2 years, Joe Biden has just made a mess of everything. I mean, has there anything positive? I mean, he tries to tell you, oh, the economy's better than it's ever been. It's like, oh, my gosh, don't tell my pocketbook back that because it feels the pain so dramatically. I mean, even, you know, Yahoo News and YouGov poll have come out with a new polling. And they're saying that Joe Biden is in lots of trouble, according to a survey that they took of 1,541 U.S. adults. Donald Trump, if people voted today, Donald Trump would get 44%, Joe Biden 42%. I'm surprised it's even that close. John Fleetwood from American Faith is with us right now. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. How's it going? Always a pleasure to be here.
Hey, always good to have you here. But, wow, what a hot mess, huh? That we're in the middle of. And yeah, the thing is the American people are, you know, the media and Joe Biden et al. Are trying to, you know, gaslight the American people to get them to somehow become as delusional as he is in thinking that all is well.
Yeah, and I think what this Jan 6 hearing, I mean, nobody, frankly, cares. I mean, even you've got CNN who's on the left. I just saw this morning, this was published today or earlier this morning, headline from CNN. So a leftist news org, January 6th committee wrestles with the same unsolvable question about Trump, how to hold him to account. And it talks about how nobody's watching. They can't, in other words, the whole point is nobody's, you know, the leftist CNN is saying nobody's holding him account. Nobody's holding Trump accountable. And of course they blame him. It's hilarious. But the ratings, Bill, I know you've seen those for the Jan 6 hearing. None of the Americans care. They've heard this over and over again. It's the same. It was Russia. It's like Russia collusion. They keep making these claims. They can't back it up. There were hardly any new revelations that came out of this Jan 6 hearing. I mean, the only one that was even slightly interesting was about his, Trump's daughter,
right?
You know, coming out and
supporting
saying,
well, Bill Barr.
Agreed with Bill Barr. Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of interesting, but that kind of works to the favor of people on the right who like Donald Trump, who did not agree with some of Ivanka Trump's beliefs. She had some kind of, you know, spotty beliefs that maybe didn't quite line up with the conservative movement or the MAGA movement, you could say, at least in her past. And maybe her connections with Jared Kushner, a lot of people on the right who were more nationalist didn't like some of the stuff he was doing. So people on the right who are America first, pro Trump, they're going to see that as a good thing. Like even Trump is so principled. Donald Trump is so principled that he believes in this principle over even his daughter's opinion. He's not just swayed by his daughter. Now compare that to Joe Biden, former Vice President Joe Biden. And he, you know, his son comes out. Now there are these recordings about his own son, Hunter Biden, who's saying he can say whatever he wants to his dad, Joe, and Joe will do it. He didn't say anything about it being principled or it's the right thing or the wrong thing. And could you imagine if the left had a tape of Don Jr. coming out and saying, I've got my dad dear and he'll do whatever I want, or Ivanka, I guess would be a more appropriate parallel. If Ivanka came out and said, I've got my dad dear and he does whatever I want, you know, the left would go crazy and say, Donald Trump's not in charge. He's just listening to his kids. Well, that's what Biden's doing, is listening to his kids, whereas Trump, he's so principled he won't even just, you know, roll over and listen to his daughter, for example.
Well, I'm wondering in the context of these video clips that were shown earlier, you know, regarding Bill Barr and Ivanka Trump, if Ivanka's position would change any, because I'll tell you what, Bill Barr was unimpressive in putting down, you know, the 2,000 mules, you know, in his belief. And that's fine. Look, you're the attorney general. It's your belief. There's nothing there. But, you know, why couldn't you look into it? I mean, how do you discount 1,000 sworn affidavits? How do you discount all this other information that came out? I mean, you know, and I get a lot of people checked out. They were overwhelmed by what Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and, you know, Pulitzer had put out there. But, you know, regardless, I mean, the sum total of this evidence is so so heavy, John. I don't know how you just flat out ignore it and just say, nope, it didn't matter. And then you've got this evidence that True the Vote, I mean, they've got the largest database of 2020 election data, you know, millions of data bits of information about it. And yet the attorney general just kind of laughs at it and going, well, wait a minute. You guys used a portion of I mean, the same type of technology as what you used to arrest the people, the perpetrators, these alleged insurrectionists, you know, for January the 6th. That's the same type of information that you used, and somehow it's invalid. It's only valid for the domestic terrorists, so to speak. But when it comes to voter fraud, then it's invalid. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and you know, the Epoch Times did a great interview with I think it was True the Vote, and they were
looking
looking at all this data, and they're showing some absolutely incredible things here I don't think Bill Barr is looking at. Look, Dinesh D'Souza, who I guess he was the producer. I guess that's what you'd call him, of this 2,000 mules. He this morning came out with this YouTube video. I was just listening to him. And he says, I don't even think Bill Barr's looked at it. Because why? Bill Barr says, oh, I need to see a picture. I need to see a picture. You've got a movie. You've got video evidence. What do you mean you need a picture? We've got video evidence. I don't think Bill Barr's even looked at it, Bill.
Well, did you like what Dinesh also said? He said, hey, I'd love a debate. I'd love to have a debate with Bill Barr over this.
Barr won't do it.
Hey, it could be a paid-for TV event, let me tell you. And I'll guarantee you it would garner much more of an audience than the January 6th hearings. Oh, by the way.
Tells you something.
What does that say?
Tells you something.
Exactly. When you got over 60% of the American people, voters, saying, hey, there's something fishy there in River City, it makes you wonder. You know, anyway, we've got more from John after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Even after 7 decades of ministry in Albania and Kosovo, it can be so exciting to hear the responses from listeners there on how the Tide radio broadcasts are impacting their lives. Like this listener in Kosovo who wrote, I listen to the pastor on the radio every week. I really love to listen to the messages. I've learned a lot from them about how to face difficulties. Listening to the broadcast always makes me think and fills me with hope. It is encouraging to know that hearing our gospel broadcast in their own language is helping people connect with Christ. Stories like these remind us that the work we're doing produces tangible results, all for the kingdom of God. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Albania and Kosovo whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
You know, this is where we are, America. You know, it's not something that we're going to get over. We've got to get through. And this is not the first time that America has been faced with challenges like this, challenges to the democracy. Because you got to understand, you know, what we believe in And what we have fought for is an anathema to, you know, most of the world. You know, the citizens of the world would all love to be here. But the power brokers, and I maintain, you know, here we are, we're talking about white supremacists. I think that's a misnomer, in my humble opinion, John Fleetwood. I think the supremacists are the elite supremacists. It's the ruling class. They're the true supremacists, you know, that have their finger on everything and on us and trying to, you know, squash us down and to rob us of our liberties. I mean, this is we all agree. I think we all, the majority of Americans agree that it is a mess. I mean, we've got somebody in the White House, and you can say he's incompetent, mentally deranged, whatever, but the fact of the matter is this is a planned program that you and I have talked about. This has been the objective of the globalists, of the World Economic Forum. Everybody that is in a cabal with them, you know, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, the whole kit and caboodle, the communist Chinese, and every one of those entities that have their tentacles into the inner workings and the governance of America, they're here. I mean, the Trojan horse has landed, and they're on many fronts, and they're wide open. And it's going to require, and I keep reminding people, John, that the American people need to stop for a moment and understand there's more of us than them. Okay, think about that. There is more of us than them. And we're letting a small minority of people control the narrative. I mean, we've got rainbows all over the place. Give me a break. I mean, for an entire month? I mean, Jesus, who changed the whole world, Jesus, who is the backbone of people of faith here in America, even today, we give him one day. And all of a sudden, you know, surfs up and rainbows for everybody. And we're gonna set apart an entire month for Rainbow Nation, really?
Yeah, and the I don't know, it's the weird thing is you've got the UK, the United Kingdom, over there in Britain, the Health and Security Agency, speaking of Pride Month, they said more than 99% of monkeypox patients, right? We're seeing monkeypox pop up. I think the World Health Organization, they just changed. I saw something this morning. They're changing something because they've got over 1,000 cases worldwide now. They're going to be changing not mandates, but the suggestions about, you know, they'll probably bring back mask wearing, even though this is not monkeypox is not an airborne disease. But the crazy thing is you've got more than 99% of these monkeypox patients identifying as gay or similar during, you know, amid this Pride Month. And you'd think that would be major headlines. The mainstream media, they mentioned it because it was the World Health Organization and the CDC who were saying affecting disproportionately gay men,
the homosexual community,
bisexual, the homosexual community. They talked about it at first at the end of May when the CDC and the WHO came out and talked about this. You saw the mainstream media coming out and talking about it. But then as soon as Pride Month hit, they stopped talking about it. They completely stopped talking about it when it's like, why isn't this common knowledge? Why aren't we talking about this more? You've even got The Atlantic and BuzzFeed coming out and talking about this, and they're leftist news organizations who are going to be pro-LGBTQ, but even they're coming out. And like BuzzFeed, for example, said, monkeypox, this is a quote, cases are happening just as Pride events are underway in many cities. People are traveling and celebrating during a time that for many is the first summer since 2019 when they can finally gather free of COVID. They go on to this BuzzFeed. They go on to say, because close contact is one way the virus can spread, health experts are on alert, working quickly to get the word out to the LGBTQ communities. And The Atlantic, another leftist organization, they're coming out and saying, look, we can't be quiet about this. We have to get out and get the information to the LGBTQ community. But it just shows what this shows ultimately, Bill, is the hypocrisy of the mainstream
media, without a doubt,
the establishment.
Yeah, and the danger that they put everybody else under as a result of politicizing health issues. And you're going to tell me the LGBTQ community is not aware of this? You know, they're not stupid. They know this stuff. I mean, they may choose to ignore it and that, but they're aware of this stuff. You know, it's right. just the mainstream media. They don't want to let everybody else know about it because we see the hypocrisy of it, and it sets us up because we're going to sit there and be compliant. The next thing you know, we're going to be locked down, and we're going to be cordoned off in ways just the same way as they did with COVID. It wasn't that they protected the healthy. You know, they didn't protect us. They made us more vulnerable.
Imagine, Bill, if the best way to understand this is put the shoe on the other foot. Imagine if they were doing studies, our health experts, the CDC, let's say the FDA was involved, and they come to find out that all these cases popping up in the U.S., in Pennsylvania, and Ohio, they're popping in Massachusetts, there were more of monkeypox. Mm-hmm. And they studied those people, surveyed them, and if they found out that 99% of monkeypox patients were Trump supporters, were MAGA people, were Republicans, you'd never hear the end of it. The mainstream media would be talking about it over and over and over again. But when it's part of the LGBTQ, that whole globalist, cultural Marxist, you know, community, they're not talking about it at all. It's a complete double standard, Bill.
Well, they're hallowed ground. I mean, they're not going to deal with them. But, you know, you've got to just accept the fact that people of faith and people who are patriots of this country that believe in America first, we're the foil. We're the foil
That's
for
right.
them. We're the boogeymen. And all we can say is that look at the empirical evidence. Look at what happens when you follow conservative values. You follow the things that we believe in. It goes well for our country. It went well for our country for 4 years after eight miserable years under Barack Obama and Joe Biden that promised to offer this transformational governance of our country. We were going to be fundamentally transformed. Well, he wasn't able to complete it totally, but now he's got another shot with Joe Biden, and Joe Biden is finishing up where Barack Obama left off, and he's doing it with rapidity. And people's heads are spinning, and it defies logic. It defies any kind of reason. I keep saying over and over again, you know, Joe Biden is, I mean, common sense has left the building when it comes to his department. But look at who he's surrounded himself with. Look at his cabinet officials. I mean, Mayorkas, he doesn't know what he's doing down there on the border. You got Granholm. I mean, it's a joke anytime you hear them. Buttigieg, anytime they talk about their specific discipline and the reason that they're in the cabinet, you go, my goodness, what a bunch of knuckleheads. I mean, it's bad enough that we've got a president who's compromised, but the rest of his cabinet's out to lunch, too.
Right, and the thread through all of this, you can connect the monkeypox to Jan 6, is this inconsistency with the monkeypox reporting. Yeah, it's in the gay community. They're not reporting it. If it were MAGA people who were 99% of the patients, they would be reporting on it. Why is that? Why are they inconsistent? Because it's not about principle. If it were about the principle of we got to protect the people and alert them when it's a problem, we would be broadcasting that it's 99% in the gay community, but they're not doing that. Why? Because it's not about principles. And you could ask the same question. Why do we have minos, Republicans in name only, like Kinzinger, like Cheney on this Jan 6 committee, Republicans, part of the GOP, who are, you know, lobbing missiles at Trump? Why is that? Why is it that we have Republicans trying to destroy the best chance that Republicans have? It's the same reason with the monkeypox inconsistencies, because it's not about principles. It's about globalism versus nationalism. These globalists want to come in and destroy American sovereignty, and they want to erect this globalist, quote unquote, utopia. That's what's really going on. It's not left versus right anymore. It's nationalist patriots who love this country like you and Mike Bill versus the globalists.
You're exactly right, John. That's the divide right there. And they would say, hey, we're principled. But their principles are antithetical to America's founding principles and our Constitution. That's really what it comes down to, just like you just described. John Fleetwood, he's the managing editor for American Faith. Thank you, John. Have a great weekend,
Thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of heads of cattle in Kansas have died as the heat wave continues to scorch the United States. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said at least 2,000 heads of cattle have died since Tuesday because of the heat. A.J. Tarpoff, veterinarian at Kansas State University, said the temperature spiked, the humidity spiked, and the wind speed dropped. End quote. A doctor who pushed the anti-vaccine movement was sentenced to 2 months in prison on Thursday by the January 6th Commission and the Department of Justice. Simone Gold will also endure 1 year of supervised release after the jail term and has been ordered to pay $10,000 in fines and restitution. China launched its third aircraft carrier on Friday. The Fujian is named after the province across the water from Taiwan. President Xi has made overhauling the world's largest armed forces a central part of his agenda. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With you, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Well, I'll tell you, I just am so grateful for these experts that we bring on. You know, John Fleetwood, Alex Newman, of course, DeRoy that we have on every week. We're just so blessed to get this kind of information. I mean, this is an 8-second soundbite territory. I mean, go deep in the issues so that you have a better understanding of what's going on. This is what is being clearly omitted, you know, by the mainstream media. They are bought and sold by these elitists, and I say elite supremacists. I mean, you know, we talk about white supremacists. I mean, you know, what damage are they doing? I mean, it's these elected, higher ups and elitist, governmental elitists that are robbing we the people of our resources and of our freedoms. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't take a stand again, as I said to John, you've got to stop and consider for a moment here. There's more of us than them. And they're afraid we're going to figure this out. They're afraid that they can no longer oppress. There's not enough oppression. There's not enough, things that they can do, coercion. Of course, the next thing that they have to move into, and, of course, John Whitehead, from the Rutherford Institute has been reporting on this already, is that many communities are being tormented by, by police raids, SWAT raids, over 80,000 last year. I mean, what's up with that? But we don't hear about it. If it happens to you, then you go, what's going on? What happens? What is happening that we are being thrust into this kind of situation? And it's stuff that we have to put up with. Well, you only have to put up with it if you want to put up with it. If you don't, then you got to do something about it. And yes, the midterms are coming. That's one thing. I say that, hey, there could be a red wave that's happened. I'm, cautiously optimistic. I don't put anything aside and think the Democrats are going to play fair here. It's clear they don't care about fair. What they care is Lindsey Graham said, like him or not, but he was very honest in assessing, their political viewpoint. For the Democrats, it's all about power and control. Clearly, that's the situation, power and control. What we're seeing in January 6th, these committee hearings, all about power and control. They're emotionalizing and stirring up the pot in such a way. And sadly, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, two Republicans, and we know the thing's fixed. I mean, when you have a committee hearing that's handpicked by Nancy Pelosi, and they have a very strict agenda as to what they're going to deal with. They don't want to deal with the genesis of January 6th. I mean, what motivated a million Americans to come to D.C. and to let their protests be known about the election in November? But you don't want to address that, and you don't want to address. And these are facts. This is evidence. They don't want to talk about the evidence that Donald Trump and his administration offered the National Guard. They said, look, we see what's going on here. You need to be aware. See, and you think, well, he's the president. He's got all power. No, he doesn't. There is law and order that exists. And keep in mind that Washington, D.C. is a separate entity into itself. It's almost like the Vatican. It has its own power structure and its own its own rule of order that it must operate on. And when it comes to Capitol, Nancy Pelosi is where the buck stops. But Nancy Pelosi is not being indicted here. She's not being considered as any kind of co-conspirator of what's going on, even though she refused the help from the president because it was Donald Trump. See, and this is this idiocy that's going on right now. Anything that has to do with Donald Trump, any reference to Donald Trump, the Biden administration, they're chipping teeth. Their teeth are chipping to think, oh, my God, we got to, we got to agree with Donald Trump. God, there's got to be some other way, to be energy independent, It's like, this is total idiocy at our expense. I mean, the American people are getting pulverized here. Already, even though the government had given us a lot of money, you had, you probably had a majority of Americans living still paycheck to paycheck, even though, even though they got raises on their jobs and stuff like that, which chewed that up right away, was inflation, which is really, was governmental theft. They robbed from the rich, they robbed from the middle class. And of course, all that Joe Biden can talk about is the people that made the profits. Well, you know what? You rigged the system. And this is what happens when you rig the system and you interfere with the free market. Yeah, there's going to be some people that benefit from this kind of, because this always happens in marketing. You're going to have winners and losers. But, it's one thing to have winners and losers through the natural course of a free market system. But something altogether different when the government gets involved and they pick winners, because what they do is they're very selective as to who's going to win here. Okay, and never is it the middle class or the American people. It's all their cronies, the people that got them elected into office. When you look at how the distribution of this money, how much money actually went to COVID, it's ridiculous. And you may think, oh, look at, you got your $1,400 and oh, that's all grand and everything like that. But look at these corporate entities. Look at BlackRock. Look at all these people that were behind Biden and these social media oligarchs. How much money they've been able to generate as a result of this. I mean, the fix is in, ladies and gentlemen. And basically what it is, it is a transformation of wealth or any kind of money that you have. It's all being shifted. And even money that you have in your savings accounts, all that is being eroded. Thank you very much, because of the policies of Joe Biden. Right now, you know, you start seeing it, and it's slow. It's a slow drip. But meanwhile, it's less than less. And then you go to the gas station, and man, phew, all of a sudden, it's like this sound of a sucking machine just sucking, you know, dollars right out of your wallet. And who did this? It wasn't Donald Trump that did this. I mean, if there was any way they could possibly do it, I mean, no, it's all Putin. It's Putin's fault. And the Democrats, even though you tell them, you say, wait a minute, you already, we already saw a jump occur from day one. When your president went into the Oval Office and annihilated our independence, you know, our energy independence, everything started climbing. And you can see it from day one, the Joe Biden policies, what they have done. But no, they want us to believe it's all because of Putin. Well, Putin was a, you know, year and a half down the road. Wasn't it this time? I mean, what didn't happen on day one of the Joe Biden administration? But you ignore those facts, you know. If you're so hardcore Democrat and you're so ideologically fixed, you don't want to deal with the truth. It's better for you to stay in the realm of the emotion. That's what we were talking about with John Fleetwood. And the Democrats are real good about this. And as good as they are, you know, sometimes this is where the Republicans get themselves in trouble. Because, you know, we want to get to the solution. And what happens, it's kind of like, what comes to mind here, because I grew up in the West Coast and near the beach and, you know, around lifeguards and that sort of thing. Wasn't a lifeguard. I just watched lifeguards. I didn't even play a lifeguard in the movie, so I can't even claim that. But I did observe this, and that is that lifeguards, when they saw somebody drowning, yeah, what are you doing? The guy's drowning out there. Well, we've got to wait. What do you mean you got to wait? He's drowning right now. No, we got to wait. And the reason they had to wait until the drownee got all the fight out of him, right? Because if they went in and tried to save him right away when they're, you know, initially drowning, they still had a lot of strength. And then what would happen is the drownee would end up drowning the lifeguard who went out to save him. So lifeguards learn the hard way that they have to do. They have to wait. It's a smart thing to do, to wait. And in politics, it's like we need to understand and embrace the lifeguard mentality, is that when the emotions run wild and Democrats are going crazy with their heads run off, you got to just leave them alone. Let them go. Let them fight themselves out. Let them get all their emotions out and everything like that. And then when they're ready to listen to reason, then we can sit down and say, okay, well, here's the facts. Here's the due process. This is the reality of what we're dealing with. Okay? Not that emotions are all bad. I get it. You know, there are some good aspects of emotions, but you can't let emotions rule the day. We've got more coming up.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something
something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Before the top of the hour, Father's Day just around the corner, and who better to talk about this with than Dr. Danny Huerta from Focus on the Family. Hey, Danny, how you doing? Happy Father's Day to you.
Doing well. Thank you. Happy Father's Day to you as well, Bill. Appreciate it.
Hey, lots to talk about. As you know, nearly 20 million children in America, almost one in four, live without a father in the home. And sadly, research shows that kids who grow up in a fatherless home are typically more likely to drop out of school, struggle financially, be involved in drugs and crime, and face teen pregnancy. No bueno on any level, is it?
No, it's not at all. It's not at all. Dads are critical to a child's social, emotional, mental, spiritual, all the areas of a child's development. And it requires a dad that's all in. He steps into the invitation of being a dad.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, Danny, is that dads have been maligned for decades to such a degree, and they've been wounded and think, okay, they have no relevance. And what's happening is decades later, we're realizing, whoa, hey, don't give up this quick. I mean, because what is happening is too many dads. I mean, some, you know, situations have, promoted fatherlessness with crime and incarcerations, drug addiction, all these other things. And the devastating effect that it's had on their families and their kids. And I'm sure going into this, you know, a father doesn't say, oh, hey, I'm a dad. And the first day they're holding their child, you said, I can't wait to be addicted. I can't wait to go to jail so that I can't participate in raising this child.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting, I've watched it from my counseling practice from that window, the devastating effects that in a child's life, in a family's life, in the community's world, the culture of the community, when a dad steps out away from that invitation. And you're right, sometimes there isn't an expectation of success from the dad. They're kind of stepping into what already was expected, and I think we need to expect more from dads and invite them especially young dads, invite them into something amazing. This is transformative, not only to the child, but to the dad. And it's shown through studies that there's a change in the brain structure of the father, in the development and the overall health and well-being of a dad, that longer life, healthier life, healthier physically as a father if you're involved with your family. And what's interesting to me is that when I've seen dads bring their playfulness, bring their affection, bring their life-giving words to their kids, they fuel their kids and literally bring life into their child's life. And so why would we skip that invitation? This is a call out to dads. Let's step in, and it's a great starting point right now at Father's Day.
Yeah, without a doubt. Danny, who can bless your child like a dad can? There's no substitution for that, is there?
There's not. No. There's you get to, when you come in and with intensity say, I love you, and you reassure them that they have value, and you affirm them in what they can do and guide them in what they should and shouldn't do, and just give them all those nuggets. Dad, you are giving the best gift you can possibly give, more than any money can buy. And I know that can sound a bit cliche, but it's totally true. Mm. It's the best gift you can give. And so wrap yourself up and give yourself as a gift to your family. And what I'm calling dads out to do, I'm challenging you dads to find one thing each day that you can do to make the day a better day for your kids and for your spouse. And you'll see that it's more of a gift to you than it is even for your family.
And even, Danny, I would say if it's too much for you to think about it one day, maybe it sounds overwhelming. One day, gosh, how can I do this? Hey, one time a week even. Just start the process and see the difference that happens, and understand this, that you will be surprised how innate it is, how natural it is. Because what you're talking about here, Danny, is the truth always wins out. And God designed us in such a way that we, as men, are natural protectors and providers for our family. Forget about what the culture has said, how it's tried to reduce the significance of the father. Look, that's bad news. That's yesterday's stuff. But who are you going to follow? Are you going to follow God's principles God designed for you, that he's inputted into your consciousness, your subconscious? Are you going to believe in that, or are you going to believe the things of the world? I mean, and how's that been working for you? You've been following the things of the world, and your family's been devastated. Teen suicide, going through the roof, addiction. I mean, it's incredible what's happening. You know, our kids are being bombarded with, sexual impressions. We're sexualizing our sons and daughters to such a disgusting degree, Danny, that, you know, I just want to scream and yell, but encourage men to say, look, I know it may seem overwhelming. You may say, look, I'm such a mess. I am so ashamed because I fell short. Look, God understands that. We serve a God who loves us, and he gets it. I mean, he gets it to the point, and he's so sold out to each one of us that he sent his son to cover that shame so that we would do right. We would do right so that it would go well for us and would go well for our families. So, yes, make this Father's Day the best Father's Day ever. Give yourself, and Danny, I love how you metaphorically put this in terms of giving ourselves to fathers as a gift to their children, to their family. And the other beautiful thing is, as you give that gift of yourself, that gift comes back to you in spades.
It does. And I want to simplify what I said earlier. Really, a simple smile, coming to your kids and genuinely smiling at them, or even writing a note on the mirror or at their place. Make it really simple. Something is part of your rhythm, but you wake up saying, okay, what's one thing I could do to show my kids they mean a lot to me? And there are a lot of dads doing it right. And I want to high five to you guys, dads that are being intentional. That I see those guys. If you develop a secure attachment with your kids, that's a predictor of resilience in your child. It's also a predictor of humility, gratitude, forgiveness, relational tools for your kids, just from you being securely attached to your child, where you're showing that you're going to come back. And so there's three words I want dads to remember. I'm obsessed with these words, Bill. Mm-hmm. I love them, but it helps me every day as a dad. One is, what are my invitations today? What are the ones I'm saying yes to and no to? Why am I doing that? And then the second one is what momentum does it create in my life and in my family's life on what invitations I step into and what I say yes to. It's either on my phone, on my computer, in my relationships. What momentum is that creating for me in my life and my life with Christ and my life with my family? And then where do I need to be steadfast? That's the third word, steadfast. Where do I
steadfast.
Need to stand
I like that.
Strong for my family and for my relationship with Christ? And
did we lose him? I think we may have got cut off. Brad, if we can reconnect, we're in the middle of something there with Danny Huerta, and so important. And I love that he mentioned steadfast, because we're being bombarded. There is an actual tsunami of activity that has come upon us by this culture that is devastating us, devastating our families. And, you know, as the Word of God says, having done all to stand, you keep standing. You got to know what it is that you're standing for. And if these three principles that Danny is addressing is something that you can embrace, then do that. Be steadfast. Be steadfast on the Word of God, what God says, you know, about your identity, about the identity of your children, about how he wants it to go well for all of us. It is so critical. The other thing I was going to say and share with Danny, and I'll share it with you again, I think I mentioned it the other day, is with Father's Day coming up, and speaking of which, because the president of Focus on the Family, Jim Daly, is featured in this movie, Show Me the Father. Highly recommend. I mean, this is a great Father's Day gift. You know, for dads and for the family to sit down. If you've not seen this movie, I mean, it's easily streamable these days. Check it out. The Kendrick Brothers is the first documentary that they've ever done. And it's a powerful documentary about five men and the stories and experiences they had with fatherlessness and with their fathers. And wow, I'll tell you, it really brings back into focus, you know, who our real father is. You know, even Jesus cautioned us, you know, that the only one that we should call father is our Father in heaven. And I've often thought about that, you know, because we have Father's Day, and, you know, and I think, well, are we misusing that word? Are we mishonoring, you know, our dads at the expense of our real Father in heaven? And I'll let you struggle with that, because that's been a struggle that I've had for a long time. But in this movie, Show Me the Father, you get a glimpse of our Heavenly Father in very unique ways, because these are five different stories that come to you. And they're all so incredible. Danny, I'm glad that we got reconnected. Danny Huerta, Focus on the Family's parenting counselor, expert, author of Seven Traits of Effective Parenting. I was just telling them about Show Me the Father, that would be a great Christmas, I mean, a great Father's Day gift, you know, for families to sit down. Jim Daly was featured in that documentary. We got about a minute left, so I'm going to let you wrap things up, Danny.
Yeah, just really, dads, it's important to enter the conversations, the invitations you have with your kids. Be intentional about stepping into that role, and then also showing how you can serve. Many times your kids get the biggest lessons by how you live your life, not in those moments where you're trying to teach. And so make sure you're just in the day-to-day pointing to Christ and starting there from your invitation of being able to be in prayer and God's Word. And, you know, we're imperfect in that. This isn't about being a perfect dad. It's about being intentionally engaged as a dad. And if you want more resources, you want to read some articles, find some ways to grow, go to focusonparenting.com, focusonparenting.com. And if you're struggling as a dad, call our counseling line. Speak with one of the counselors. And that's 1-800, the letter A and the word family. And, hey, go get them, dads. Step in that invitation. Look at the momentum and be steadfast.
And have a happy Father's Day. Dr. Danny Huerta, thank you, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated?